Started with the Easter Bunny, or St. Nicholas, even more ridiculous, the Tooth Fairy. From there, we're forced to recite the pledge. Hail Mary, one nation under God. Why us? No question, son, you're burning hell. Pay attention to the lies that we're told to tell. Teacher teaches us Columbus was a hero. He stole lands, he stole lives of so-called Indians. From the Tainos to the Africans. Respect Thomas Jefferson? He molested Sally Hemings. And now they say Reagan was a great man. The godfather of crack babies? Denial of the ace plate? I ran fast as I could to the library to find out they treat the books I read. These lies got me surrounded. There's a war on truth. Ain't it on me? It started with that first lie, too. Lies. It's all lies.
All right, we are live out of Omaha, New York. Lies. My name is Jason Burmes. This is Louder Than Words Radio. And it's December 23rd, only 2 days before Christmas. Unbelievable. So you know what I want to do this couple hours? I want to focus on what we as a movement really have to be thankful for, because I was thinking about it today, and really, this year we do have a lot to be thankful for, not the least of which is getting Democrats in office. I mean, that was stupid. Who cares? I mean, we're going to end up with more troops in Iraq. But really, the 9/11 truth movement, the patriot movement in general, and general awareness about things like the American Union, really, and 9/11 truth have been really out there. So I'm going to be taking your calls for the next 2 hours. The number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And really, this year was just so big, because I remember actually 1 year ago, about this time, was when Dylan had finally finished the final version of the second edition and was putting it together to be mass-produced and get out there. And this is about the time of the year, maybe like a week before this, that we had actually gone up to see Cindy Sheehan speak at the local college where I had attended, but those guys went to high school there. They didn't go to the college. And she was talking about the war, and I got off a question on video. I got the last question, and I asked her a tough one. She really dodged it, but, you know, anybody who has sacrificed their son, I understand why they don't want to go the full 10 yards, I guess, you know, or full 100 or whatever you want to call it, man. I can understand. I mean, it's just too much for them. And she's really doing a good thing, you know, protesting the Iraq war, making a reality, making it visual for people to see. But the interesting thing there was that we had actually run into a local Fox News reporter that Dylan, Corey, and I were familiar with, played the Sunday News after The Simpsons and The Family Guy and all that we used to sit around and watch. So we walk over to Doug, and actually, as we're coming over to him, he comes over to us and he wants to interview us because we have Investigate 9/11 shirts on. And we have just two versions of the second edition that were kind of like master copies. They were just, we still hadn't gotten anything, so they were burnt copies of the new thing. And we gave one to him, we gave one to Cindy. And, you know, he interviewed us, and he kind of thought to himself, all right, this sounds kind of outrageous. But Dylan was focusing more on the science of the World Trade Center building collapse and really breaking it down, how there's just no way that this pulverized concrete and steel structure building was just, boom, everywhere. And I was more focusing on things like W199I and the investigation of the two Bin Ladens that John O'Neill couldn't do, and how he became head of the World Trade Center security. I was focusing on Building 7 falling in on itself, and even Larry Silverstein talking about pulling it. I was focusing on the fact that the hijackers had been reported to, I mean, three of them had on their license, a Pensacola Navy station, as the residents. So, I mean, give me a break. Otto was trained in Montgomery Air Force Base. Oh, by the way, just to throw this in there, Sander Hicks has a great article over at Vox Pop where it's pretty much confirmed that the guy that Amanda Keller, I believe her name is, we'll come back to that on the other side. The call-in line is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
lies, it's all lies, everything they say. Lies, they keep telling lies, I hear them every day. Do you think that we don't know that you're up to no good when you're telling lies?
We are back with Louder Than Words Radio. My name is Jason Burmis, and I was just going over basically what Sandra Hicks is reporting at VoxPop.net, that through Daniel Hofsicker's research, the Joint Terrorism Task Force actually looked in some of the connections of what Amanda Keller was talking about, and a man named Wolfgang Boehringer was found in the South Pacific about 1,000 miles away from Hawaii, and he had been the guy that Otto referred to his brother all the time, the guy that basically Amanda felt that he was heavily in cahoots with. So when they actually pick him up and they, you know, someone from the JTTF, actually an anonymous source, says they have him, he says, oh, you can't arrest me, I work for the CIA. And, you know, by the next day, of course, it was the wrong guy, and of course they didn't have this guy, and it's, you know, under the table. And Daniel Hofsicker's pretty upset, and I can understand why he's upset. I wish he would talk with us, but he doesn't seem to want to talk with the Loose Change crew for some reason. I'd love to hear what he has to say. You know, I mean, I think some of this, the research he's done has been tremendous. And it just shows that these guys were, at the very least, protected and more than likely working as government agents at one level or another. But to get back to what I was discussing earlier, I mean, what do you have to be thankful out there? I hope there are some stories out there of triumph this year, because I sure feel like the Loose Change crew has had huge triumphs. I mean, we've finally been able to get real interviews with, you know, people in Congress, former CIA intelligence people. More and more people seem to be coming forward. I'm a big fan of what David Lynch does. I may not enjoy every single one of his pictures, but, I mean, Dune is incredible. And for a guy like that to come out and say, yeah, you know, a lot of that movie does make sense. It's okay to have questions. It is a scary thought. Obviously, it's tough for us to get into this and want to, you know, explore it further because the consequences could be dire. But, I mean, even Barbara Streisand's husband, you know, getting on TV and plugging 9/11 mysteries, I mean, that's amazing. So if you want to call in, the call-in line is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And other than that, I mean, we've been on C-SPAN now quite a bit. I mean, not one symposium, which the Alex Jones one, which I actually get like 5 minutes at the end in, which was a great start for people. I mean, Stephen Jones was up there, Tarpley was up there, Fetzer was up there, I believe Bowman spoke at that. And it was a real breakthrough to get us legitimized as an organization. I didn't like how they referred to us as 9/11 conspiracy theories being discussed, but, you know, at least they gave us our time, and now you see Ray McGovern and David Ray Griffin again. I mean, he had his one on C-SPAN 2 on Book TV, but David Ray Griffin with Ray McGovern and Kevin Ryan and Peter Dale Scott and Vera on television now. So it's only a matter of time before this gets legitimized even further than what it is today. And I mean, even Time Magazine couldn't pick a person of the year. And although, you know, I do feel like our community was somewhat snubbed, because it really is the reason, you know, they tried to portray the alternative stuff as, you know, kiddie witty wash and YouTube and everything else. But there's a huge revolution out there of free internet radio, and there's a huge revolution out there of free internet video and free internet documentary services, that it's really something that I think you're going to even see more of next year, and the mainstream media is going to have to come around, because they see something like what John Connor does, for example. You may not agree with what everything John Connor does as intelligence, but John's been able to really get thousands and thousands of people to comment on 9/11 being an inside job, whether he's too loud to some people or you don't agree with all of his, you know, beliefs. Hey, the guy's doing what he thinks right, and it's better than sitting on your butt. And you know, he's getting people, he's drawing attention to the movement, at least. And he's not drawing attention to the movement in a negative manner where it's like, no planes hit the building, which I think is a totally negative manner. Or that, you know, space weapons were used. Sure, it's okay to be open to ideas, but let's see some real science. We can peg these people at so many other levels. Why would we bother going into, you know, some kind of ludicrous ideology that planes didn't hit the buildings and it was West Ham and everything else. I mean, why don't we just look at their war game drills? I mean, isn't that enough to get some indictments going? I mean, maybe I'm way off, but I'm hoping to see indictments, at least the process of a real new investigation this next year. You know, it's my New Year's resolution that somehow I'm going to help make that happen with great organizations like, you know, Lone Lantern Society, what InfoWars and Prison Planet do, you know, you people hopefully coming forward and starting to do even more. So the call-in line is 1-800-313-9443. I'm going to take my first call. Craig in Canada, what's on your mind?
Finally realizing this year, 2006, that things aren't quite as hopeless as I thought they were. I actually met you guys in the bar before Alex Jones' conference.
Okay.
And I was pretty drunk, but it was nice to meet you guys. But basically, I hadn't really been aware until this year that I'd been following the whole movement, but I decided to jump in with both feet this year, and I'm thankful for you guys out there fighting a good fight, for making an example.
Well, thank you, man. I mean, but there's just so many things that we can do. And actually, one of the people I want to give big ups to is a guy named Kent, who's with Arizona 9/11 Truth. He's just tenacious. He's not going to stop. And he's putting together a solutions conference this February. I believe it's February 23rd to 25th. And I believe Dylan and I will be attending that. We're obviously very busy, but that is an important thing. And it's an important way to get strategies out there where we can get this message out to even more people. You know, I really hope that a lot of people decided this Christmas to give the gift of a Patriot video, you know, an American freedom to fascism, a loose change, a martial law, a terror storm, something to start waking these people up, because you're going to be spending time with your family in the next few days, if not, you know, week or so. Why not, you know, try to open some minds? Don't you agree, Craig?
Absolutely. I've showed people terror storm kind of just fresh off the street, and it has blown their minds. It has blown their minds. And honestly, it's people that, like your university school people, typically in Canada, we have a superiority complex in regards to Americans, and it's tough to reach out to people that are that think of themselves as the elite in Canada. It's really weird up here. A lot of people are basically already zombified. It's quite sad.
Well, I mean, we have the zombies too, man. It's the bottom line that, you know, us in North America, you know, the real America, I guess you could say. I hate to say it like that, but like the one that everybody seems to pay attention to, and the other America doesn't really exist. You have these people that have grown up in the last 20 to 30 years very comfortably, that have a lot of, you know, capital and are able to consume. Yeah, they're able to consume, you know, what they want. And, you know, this holiday is just a prime example of that. I mean, there are people out there, they're going to spend it with their family, and they're going to get them, you know, new clothes and what they can afford, and maybe they're middle class. And then there's going to be people that get in Escalades, you know.
Yeah.
And those people are the toughest to reach, man. And you know what? You just got to reach out to everybody. And, you know, the comfort level is leaving. The American Union is coming. Canada, the United States, Mexico, we're getting ready to merge, and you can bet that all of us are gonna go down a level. I don't want to see us slip into a second world nation, but it's very possible.
Absolutely. Actually, I was on public access television in Prince George, British Columbia, speaking to that very issue with the Canadian Action Party and Green Party candidates there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of neat. It was about 27 minutes, just, you know, ironing out all the major issues, all the Bob Pastor stuff. It was interesting to get some feedback and actually have people show up at a meeting after that. It was quite empowering.
Well, even now we're hearing so much more talk about like an Amero, and Lou Dobbs is on CNN and Moneyline really laying it down with this North American Union. And if you can't see that our dollar has dropped so much, and it's, oh man, inflation, I just can't see how people don't see it. I mean, when I've only been to Canada a few times, but I mean, when you have coins that are like $2, $5, and $10, and it's just like whatever. You know, you got to think to yourself, this is just a little coin. You know, this isn't even paper money anymore. How much more is our currency going to be worth in the next 10 years?
Absolutely. I've got friends that are buying gold like mad. You know, friends that are on the inside track of things.
Yeah, they're making metal coins, but they're not out of any precious metals. You know what I'm saying? So it's unbelievable, and I really hope people wake up. In fact, I'm going to plug Freedom to Fascism right now. Go to rbnlive.com and grab it, because that movie really lays it on the line on what's coming with a national ID card and the whole nine, really. Have you seen Freedom to Fascism yet, Craig?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's a great movie. I've followed what Aaron Russo's been doing. I've followed all the interviews. I've had a lot of time this year, actually, and I've been catching all the interviews I can with the guy. I hope he doesn't fly in any small planes. Anyway, I'm gonna get off the line now. Good luck. Take it easy. Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas, Craig. Thanks for calling in. All right. The call-in line is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And I really do think a lot of people woke up and said, you know what, it's not as grim as I once thought it was going to be. We can win this thing. How are we going to win this thing? And we're going to win this thing by coming together as a people and deciding, you know, we're going to hold our governments accountable. We're going to exercise our free speech to the absolute limit of the law. We're going to peacefully protest. We're not going to stand for things like the end of habeas corpus, free speech zones, a police state. We're not going to stand with the eradication of the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And boy, have they eradicated it. And hopefully people are going to really wake up and understand that this new plan for Iraq, where they redeploy another 60 to 80,000 troops or whatever, and then we're going to pull out. We're never going to pull out. Don't you understand, people? There'll be another attack. And they'll launch another war from Iraq. It's to have a base of operations, all right? It's to have more soldiers there so that when they attack Iran, they have more soldiers there. Why can't people see this? You know, yeah, we'll redeploy those people, and we'll never get out of there. Please, America, wake up. This democratic plan is not a good one. James Baker is not our friend. You know, I was sitting down watching the Colbert Report the other day. And I watch Colbert, and I watch Jon Stewart every once in a while. And I really want to get back to Colbert, but that'll be on the other side. The call-in line is 1-800-313-9443. What do you have to be thankful for?
From Fox News to the New York Post, and all these lying neocon right-wing news show hosts, Bill O'Reilly makes me nauseous. Handing combs and drones for these greedy corporate monsters. Fitting lies to the public, they love it. Republic intimidated and controlled by color codes where lie becomes truth and truth becomes myth. Lost in the Rupert Murdoch and Clear Channel abyss. If you don't agree with Bush, then you're unpatriotic. Even if you've never known a man this psychotic in control of the so-called free and the brave, we become timid and afraid, eager to become slaves. The Patriot Act is good for the people, like saying the Bush regime will protect us from evil. How many lies can they tell in just 4 years? I say the worst is yet to come, so it's time to prepare. Lies.
All right, this is Loud and Words Radio, and we are back out of Oneonta, New York, upstate. And I got to tell you guys, the weather up here is disappointing for Christmas time. It's just rainy. It's like 60, 70 degrees sometimes during the day. No Christmas here, man. Where's the snow? And I was talking about the Colbert Report right before that. We're going to get to that in a moment. But somebody called up over the break, and they want to know where they can get the bumper music. And that was Remo Conscious. And you can get him at www.thirdeye.com. That's thirdeyerecords.com, the letter I. And you can get Remo Conscious. You can get the Beats of Loose Change. Everybody always asks, oh, man, where can I get your background music? Finally, we put it out. You can get that, and that goes to the artists. And then we also have Michael Parker, which we're going to be featuring some of his tracks on the final cut. And Michael Parker is more of a rock-type musician, but he's very anti-New World Order and very kick arnis, in my opinion. I really enjoy his stuff. So let's talk about this Colbert Report I'm watching the other day. Basically, it was him versus the Decemberists and a guitar off. But so because of this, there was a special panel. And Elliot Spitzer was there, but the real thing that upset me was not only was Elliot Spitzer there, but they had Kissinger live via satellite. Like, just, oh, man. I mean, Kissinger, you know, for not to be on a show and not to be grilled about his war crimes and to glorify him as some kind of, like, folk hero just really upsets me. And, like, I really enjoy Colbert. I enjoy what Jon Stewart does. Jon Stewart had William Crystal on this week, and he really tore him a new one. But, I don't know, the Kissinger thing rubbed me the wrong way. Tell me what you think. The call online is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Mark in Texas.
Good afternoon, partner.
How you doing?
I'm fine. I thought I heard it's numbers from the Federal Credit Bureau that the last year that the American citizenry, everyone that bought a new car, 11% of them did it with a home equity loan. Now, if that I like to drop everything right then, the passed out wife poured cold water on my face to wake me up. That's how bad this is.
Well, people don't know. I mean, they don't know. They don't understand the rug's going to be pulled from under them, and they're not going to be able to pay off this outrageous debt that they've accumulated than they think they're going to pay off. I mean, some people are just bad at managing money anyway, and that's how they love to get you. You know, you have to give up your entire life eventually to these people.
Well, I remember my father back in the 60s told me that there's only one other investment other than a vehicle that depreciates faster, and that's a bar of soap. That's how bad this is. Yeah, an equity loan, when most of the car manufacturers were given, what, 0%, 1%? You know, you can't get a home equity loan for that, can you?
No.
See, that's the dichotomy in this. I don't understand. Hey, I'm just shaking my head like some of the other callers said yesterday. Every morning I wake up, I'm surprised we ain't, you know, capitulated already.
Well, you know, it's going to be gradually, and I think that they're going to do it in such a way that they're going to introduce this new Amero, and everybody's going to feel like they have to take it, and it'll be a gradual move. And hopefully it's not going to be while we're entrenched in war and demonized by the rest of the world, because I mean, the rest of the world isn't coming around, and they shouldn't be for what we're doing. And I don't know, man. I just, with this new redeployment of Iraq, I think that's a bad news, and I really think the American people are dumb enough to allow it to happen, and if so, it's going to cause a chain reaction.
Well, it was in the Telegraph in London. They had an article about what Russia and Putin were doing to British Petroleum and Dutch Shell.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of Dutch Shell getting like 50% of the profit, Putin's dropped them down to 22. And in other words, they're actually protecting their natural resources.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
they're also going to drop BP down to... I'm sorry.
I said, Putin's going to strong arm who he can. You know, I mean, you know, there are factions to this thing, and he's gonna see how much profit he can take. Hey, there's no reason for him in his mind that he can't get in on this whole oil sting. He's not outing the U.S. as international terrorists. You know what I mean? He wants his piece, and they're going to give it to him.
Yeah, there's something to be said about protecting your natural resources. Where even with us, you know, Grand Canyon, you know, all our national parks.
Well, yeah, but that was all given to the U.N. for a reason, man. That's to usher in world government when a crisis happens.
Well, Putin's go ahead. I'm sorry. Putin's going to...
Well, I'm just saying...
We're having a hard time. Putin's going to drop British petroleum down to 12%. This is how drastic this is.
Well, you know, it's all going to be contrived even more in the years to come, man. I mean, what are we paying it right now in America? Average around, what, $2.40, $2.50 a gallon, I think, in New York right now. So, I mean, we shouldn't be paying more than $1. And it could rise to $3 with another, you know, contrived crisis on television. It doesn't matter. I mean, they blow up some of the oil fields that they don't control in Iraq. I mean, Blackwater, it's bad news. And it's, I don't know, man. I think it's... It's bigger than that, and I think that Putin is probably just trying to get his cut.
Commodity controllers.
Yep, all right.
See you later.
You're on. See you on the other side. It's 1-800-313-9443.
If you don't agree with Bush and you're unpatriotic, even if you've never known a man just psychotic in control of the so-called free and the brave, you become timid and afraid, eager to become slaves. The Patriot Act is good for the people, like saying the Bush regime will protect us from evil. How many lives can they tell in just 4 years? I say the worst is yet to come, so it's time to prepare. Lies, it's all lies.
All right, this is a lot of words radio. I am Jason Burmis. The website is loosechange911.com. That's loosechange911.com. I think you should go out right now and email that link to about 5 to 10 other people that don't have any idea about this movement that you've been wanting to talk to about it but don't know how to say something. And you need to email them this and say, hey, give it a shot. Or better yet, get a copy of the DVD and make 100 copies and hand them out because, you know, the family's going to be together. And the family should be, you know, strong together. You know, I want my family by my side when I go through a difficult issue such as this. And, you know, I had my brother down in New York City with me this September 11th, the 5th anniversary, and that was important to me. Even my sister came down September 10th, and she spent some time with me. And, you know, it's through being a strong family, it's through love, really, that we're going to be able to defeat this, you know, global government crime syndicate, really. I don't know how else to put it. I guess you could call it the New World Order. You call it whatever you want. But a bunch of sick, evil men trying to run stuff, and they don't have me or you's best interests at heart. But again, this year was big. I mean, even Alex Jones was on primetime CNN on Showbiz Tonight talking about this stuff. That really opened it up. Charlie Sheen got on television, discussed it several times, and then actually went on Jimmy Kimmel and defended himself after he had been attacked all over the media. Charlie's a really great guy, and I'm, you know, really happy to have him come forward and say how he felt. And, you know, now we have Bonaducci cursing us out and everything else. And I MySpace Bonaducci after I listened to that John Gibson clip. I couldn't help myself, and I tried to relate to him, you know, our story, and encourage him to please try to watch the movie and at least write me back. But, of course, I didn't get a MySpace message back, so, you know, maybe I'll try a week from now. You know, but you know, it's so funny to me, because if Bonaducci had, like, come forward as the 9/11 truther, everybody would have been like, just, you know what? Why do we even care? Bonaducci's a mess. Have you seen his television show? They would have laughed at us. So really, I just want to flip it on them. I want the guy to look at the evidence and realize he was wrong, be mad enough to admit he was wrong, and then come around, and then they'll demonize him even more than, you know, they would have otherwise. Oh, boy. But a big year for Louder Than Words, other than, you know, touring the country, going to places like, you know, Arizona, Oakland, San Francisco, where else? Chicago. Corey and I, where did we go? We went to Nashville for a little bit, Florida a couple times. We were down in Miami, and we also went down, where else did we go? We went somewhere else. And we were up in Canada, and we were able, you know, I've been down in New York City several times, over in Albany, which is only an hour away, our local colleges, Hartwick and Oneonta, you know, being on the covers of all the major New York papers in upstate New York. You know, we haven't gotten the front page of the Post yet or the New York Times, but one day, hopefully, our movement will be on the front pages of those magazines. But hey, you know what? We got a footnote on the cover of Time magazine, the September 11th issue. You know, even though it was conspiracy myths and 9/11, I'm sure a lot of people will check it out. So, I mean, I don't think this year could have gone much better with the circumstances of how zombified we still are as a nation. And I really hope that changes, but it's really up to you and me to make that change. I mean, it's not up to the other guy. We have to take it upon ourselves and say, all right, I'm going to take this on. I'm going to dedicate such and such a time to this. This is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to tell my friends what's going on. I'm going to tell my neighbor what's happening in the world. I'm going to not be afraid to bring up a controversial subject. You know, I'm going to care enough about my family to put this at the forefront so that we don't end up, you know, homeless and destitute or in a camp or God knows what else. I mean, God knows what else. The call on line is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. The Christmas season is here. Jingle bells all around. You know, a lot of you guys out there I know are Christians and will probably be spending both Sunday and Monday in church. And, you know, that's great. I'm glad that you believe in your faith and that you have your faith. And that you're going to enjoy it because, you know, Christmas is a great time of year. And if you're not Christian, even you know, let's talk about Kwanzaa. Let's talk about Hanukkah. You know, the major religions all have us getting together and celebrating family and life and the gift of giving. It's like, it is true that it feels better to give than receive, at least in my opinion. And just the amount to be able to give out there has been great. I mean, just the amount of DVDs we've been out to just donate and, you know, talk to family members and help some of them out behind the scenes. And, I mean, it's really just been an amazing, blessed year for Louder Than Words. And, you know, we hope our family continues to grow in this Patriot movement. And I really hope that we decide, you know, this is it. This is the year. This is the year that it's got so much momentum now. We're not going to let it die. We're going to press forward. And we're going to hold these Democrats accountable. We're not going to let this redeployment happen in Iraq. And I think that should be one of the biggest issues right now. I really hope a lot of people get behind that. So the call-in line is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to Clinton in Wisconsin.
Hello.
Yes.
You know, I'd like to bring to your attention some facts of the matter with regards to last week's, the 16th, burning of the phony congressional report, right?
Okay.
Well... I've been trying to get everybody to pay attention and talk more to me and attract the attention of other people with architectural construction engineering experience, because Congress appointed NIST, the National Institute of Science and Technology, to monitor and conduct the studies for all the various other agencies that would play the part in the role of determining what happened on the site on September 1st, 2001. So people need to go to their website and see for themselves. It's worldtradecenter.nist.gov, like WTC.NIST.gov, okay? And the thing is, if you load that up right away, which would be cool if you could do that while we talk, you'll see a photograph of the stack of papers almost a meter high. The final report, it cost $16 million. It took them 3 years to deliver the final report. During the interim three-year period, they provided a series of reports to the Congress and the public. They've got a DVD there we should and could acquire quite easily. And then I contend what we need to do is look at the drawings and the illustrations that are going to be in that report. For example, what we want to look at are the elevation drawings for the structural framing system at Building 7. And I can help anybody understand why we haven't been told the whole truth. Mm-hmm. Because that was intended progressive collapse, in my opinion. And we can establish that as a fact if we actually look at the facts. But so far, everybody's focused on going on YouTube or playing Oprah on the talk shows, and fools suggesting call your congressman.
Well, I don't think that we should necessarily, you know, calling Congress people is going to work, but we should be applying pressure in a different way. You know, well, obviously, but I mean, I think the YouTube thing is great, and I agree, but this is rather new. I mean, who's going to go over it? I mean, I guess Stephen Jones has the time. Kevin Ryan will have the time. How long is this? This is 10,000 pages or more. It's got to be more, right?
Yeah, it's fascinating. It's actually overwhelming, and that's part of the task. And it's not YouTube per se that I'm talking about. I'm talking about going to YouTube before we got something meaningful to say, because all the work that we've been doing to try to bring the attention to our family, friends, and fellow citizens results in simply, you know, more media. We need to attract the support of these fascists that are actually licensed architects and licensed engineers, people that really are, you know, family people and really are at heart, care about this United States, former United States of America, because they need to help support the pursuit of the truth, or it doesn't make any sense to continue pursuing that at all, because we're not working with any facts.
And all right, well, I'll tell you what, Clint.
We need, this is a war, an information war. Alex has it pegged. He knows that it's public opinion that's going to win this war. Right? You agree with that, correct?
No, yo, absolutely, because without public opinion, we're not going to get the number of people we need on our side. So why don't we put the call out right now to all structural engineers, anybody with this kind of background, put the challenge out to do this, because I know that I'm not educated enough to go through this thing and have any meaning whatsoever.
Well, that's right.
I can just
I've degreed in architecture, and I've got some experience in the field. I don't hold the license because of this fascism thing. That's another issue I'd like a chance to talk to people about, because it's undermining millions of people in America just the same way that they're undermining the lower labor forces and preparing to, you know, right now, for example, I went to the census.gov website and looked up the populations for Negroes. It's approximately 35 million Negro in the United States. The same number in Hispanics up through Mexico have reached parity with the Negro as the so-called minority. And I'm helping these people. I'm talking about blacks now, the Negro fellows and men and women that will give me a chance to reach out to them from the heart and get past that bullshit that, excuse me.
All right. Sorry, Clinton. We've got to cut you. I don't know where he was going with that one, folks. You know, what can you do? I do understand the World Trade Center thing. We do need structural engineers to go through that and make sure it's up to par. We know it's not up to snuff, but we do need somebody to go out. And, I mean, boy, it's a daunting task if you go and visit this website. I mean, I'm looking at this thing, and it is out of control. It's WTC.NIST.gov. And the stack of papers that just came out is baffling. All right, let's go to the next call. Let's go to Jay in New Jersey. Jay, are you there? Jay, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to, have you by chance seen the film Secrets of the CIA? It's kind of an old one. It's like from the 60s, well, 70s.
No, I don't think I've seen that one.
Okay, why that relates to 911? There's a guy in there, Vern Lyons, who to me is a dead ringer for a younger version of Rudy Deckers. That might be something for you and your little machine to maybe give a look at, because I've mentioned it to a few people and no one's ever gotten back to me to say what they think.
Secrets of the CIA is the name of the documentary?
Secrets of the CIA.
Okay.
Alex Jones sells it. All of a sudden, when you go to look that up, a million other stupid things come up. But you can read through it. It's there.
Uh-huh.
It's there. And it's,
so you really think this guy, Rudy Deck, is a CIA agent before the September 11th attacks?
Well, this guy, Vern Lyons, was with the people that were involved in a lot of CIA air trafficking, and it's air all the way. It's the same thing. I mean, in the film, he did things like go down to Cuba and just basically run interference for Castro, make trouble, you know, like drop dead meat in the streets, things like that, silly things. And they came right out of Florida. It's the same group. It was a long time in between. They could be that stupid to use the same person. Who knows?
Yeah, you never know. All right, Jay, I'll check it out, man. All right, thank you for the call.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Dina in Texas. Dina, are you there?
Merry Christmas. I'll be quick.
Okay.
We've heard many talk show hosts like you and Alex and everybody else talk about you don't have to let your children be vaccinated. One of the people that writes books about that is named Dr. Lynn, L-Y-N, Horowitz in Hawaii. Dr. Horowitz has a 14-year-old that is refusing a TB test. She's been kicked out of school, and now they are saying they're going to arrest him for truancy because he won't sign the paper giving control of her to the state, to the principal, I think. What I'm saying is this. Here's for our movement. Here's one we can win. Let's find out if it's true or not. Can the state make you vaccinate a child? Let's all get behind Dr. Horowitz in Hawaii and let's either win this one or find out we're wrong. Does that make sense? Proactive?
Absolutely. That's one to win, man. Absolutely. I totally agree with you. There should be forced vaccinations. Is there a website or something?
Dr. Horowitz is, to the best of my memory, L-Y-N at lavasoft.net, N-E-T. He was on the Power Hour, but if it's true that there is no law, let's help him win. If it's true there is a law, then let's quit talking about it. But this guy writes books about why not to vaccinate your children, and now they're going to put him in jail for not letting his daughter have a TB test.
Well, I think that's ridiculous. So, I mean, I'm going to get behind it because I don't believe there is a law. There's no law that's going to make me want to poison my children with mercury or SV40, thimerosal. You know, it's just not going to happen. I thank you for the call, and I hope that people look into that. All right, let's go to Tim in Texas. Tim, are you there?
Hello, Jason.
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to say I got the Investigate 9/11 hoodie, and it was fucking... Oh, excuse me. I almost did what the other guy did. Almost got cut off there.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that hoodie came in, man, and I just appreciate the quick delivery. And
hey, no problem, man. And, is it cozy? Cozy hoodie?
Absolutely. I want people to please get it. It's on loosechange911.com. Investigate 9/11 hooded sweatshirt. It's awesome.
All right, awesome. Yeah, we enjoy those ones. We rock those out in the bar, and they start up a lot of conversations. And I tell people, you know, hopefully you'll have some copies of Loose Change that you burned in your pocket, so when someone comes up and asks you, you can give it to them. But, you know, with the website on the back, you can always tell them to watch for free when they get home.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Later on, Tim. So, yeah, you know, it is the season of giving. It's not too late to go to Third Eye Records. That's Third Eye Records with an I, .com. Check out our artists, Remo Conscious. Get the soundtrack to Loose Change. Check out Michael Parker. You can go to loosechange911.com and get copies of our film or watch it for free. We'll see you on the other side. This is Louder Than Words Radio.
Lies, it's all lies, everything they say. Lies, they keep telling lies, I hear them every day. Do you think that we don't know that you're up to no good when you're telling lies?
All right, First Radio, we are on the other side. We have a short segment coming up. So I want to encourage people to give me a call and tell me what you have to be thankful for this year. The call line is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to Lester in Ohio. Lester, are you there?
You there?
Yes.
Yeah, I was listening to you talk to these engineers and stuff. Now, from my experience at the courts, If you actually know what you're doing, they ain't gonna give you a court date anyway. When they ran water in front of my house, I know about the water. Well, they left me have a pretrial, but they never left it go to trial. The judge ruled in favor of the water, and without a trial, they denied me the right to a trial. When they forced my girlfriend to get an abortion, they denied me a right to get a trial. That was 20 years ago. I mean, the 9/11 widows are trying to take and get a court date. They won't allow them a court date because they know too much. If you know too much, if you actually know the truth, they ain't gonna allow the truth. That's why you know. When I went to court for the water, they asked me who my lawyer was. I said, I don't need no lawyer. What do I need a lawyer for? You know, I can study. I know the truth. You know, so what do I need a lawyer for? Well, you need a lawyer because the lawyer he's gonna get up there and play let's make a deal. And if he ain't willing to play let's make a deal, we ain't going to play that deal. Because that's what I told him, you know, in the pretrial on the water, as they tried to get me to plea bargain, you know, play let's make a deal. And I said, no, it ain't about let's make a deal, you know. And it was supposed to go to a jury trial, but like I say, before the trial date, the judge sent me a letter stating that he overruled everything and ruled in favor of the water district because, after all, we need to take and fluoridate these kids, you know. we need to do something with all this chemical water we got running down the river here.
I mean, yeah, you know, what can you do? I mean, you know what? Don't stop fighting, though. You know, we do need to take them to court. We do need to hold them accountable. I say the new thing to do is to tape them while they do this. And if it makes them uncomfortable, too bad. If people tape their own trials and that happens to them, put it on YouTube. You know, let's start bringing this to the people. Let's bring the public outrage about
you ain't
people.
Even
don't
a lot, man. Last two courthouses I've been in, they've taken my ID and stuff. I mean, I was Okay.
Well, you know, I think we can get around that one. I think that we can bring in a camcorder. We just have to have somebody. It's part of the public record, right?
Well, you got to have, you know, I'm sorry, around where I'm at, I'm the only one I know. And I've been out here doing this stuff even for you guys for probably a year now.
All right.
I'm sorry, I haven't found a man enough to stand up yet. You know, we're a nation full of cowards.
Well, you know, like Alex Jones says, home of the coward, land of the slave. I thank you, Lester, for your call. I hope Christmas cheer comes your way, and I hope that
you was asking what people are thankful for. I'm thankful that my wife came back after 20 years of having people pull the wool over on her eyes, and so I'm thankful for my wife.
All right. Well, Lester, you have a Merry Christmas. Thanks for the call.
Okay, you too. Bye.
All right. On the other side, we're going to come back with Killtown. Good buddy of mine. Wish him a Merry Christmas as well.
Turned out to be a lie. Everything they say they do. Turned out to be a lie.
Lies.
Everything they say they do turns out to be a lie.